Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening and watching. We will be doing the devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series here. And we do this every day here just to try to encourage you to understand what it means to suffer well. Because as believers, we will suffer. But suffer well, my friends, suffer well. We're going to be reading the 240th devotion, and then we're going to talk about this today. So, as we read a quote from Michael David Bether Jr. that says, "As we go, we grow, and we set a path." And a devotional reads, "There comes a time when you realize that the edge you once stood on, the threshold where your utter despair and Yahweh's comfort joined hands, was just one edge. For a new edge has come. You have persevered the anguish, believing that it could never be that tough again. But then there it was again, a new edge with new circumstances and that old pain. You thought you had grown, matured, and gained deeper spiritual insight. But in an instant, you were crippled all over again. Thankfully, in the moment you recognize the patterns, truly, they are all you have. You realize the need to stay silent as you teeter on this new age. You battle with memories of the regrets you had from the last breaking point. I don't want to think that again. I know what it says to you, Father. You propose to make no moves, no emotional mistakes. You can't afford to slip. Don't let me fall, Father, is repeatedly often in your silence. You meditate on your past victories, remembering how strong you felt after overcoming. Somehow you expected that the strength you had gained would be more permanent, not just a new arrow in your quiver, but a new bow. But this new crisis seemed to vanish the enlightenment gained from the past victories. You wonder if you are actually learning anything. Doubts enter in. Am I a fool? Is any of this faith I claim even real? Are you real, Father? Are you here? You become ashamed of these thoughts. But if you don't reckon with them, that old friend sorrow will soon return. Why is a devotional such as this remotely possible after so many others have expressed the power we possess to overcome? The answer is profoundly simple. His holiness, of course. The holiness we attain from the new death is far more than we gained from the last edge we stood on. And each new edge is a fresh stone of remembrance of the path to Him, a reminder of His promises and His faithfulness. Joshua, verse 4. You mean even when I think I have learned to be unoffendable and pure of mind, your high calling is purer still? And not only this, but that edge creates something beautifully new in me. Even when it makes me feel like I have now failed in an area that I once thought conquered. Even if it makes me feel like I have forgotten everything I had previously learned. That's correct, loved one. Death. Death and another death is the path to His holiness. The embodiment of strength. It is made perfect in weakness, 2 Corinthians 12:9. We have held you to a holy standard. We know that illuminating patterns and what they have produced within you is inspirational. This word was to remind you that when you reach the place where you can only cry, I can't do it, that is when you are in the safest, securest, most glorious, and transformational place possible. You are in the palm of Yahweh, in the pure essence of His holiness. You are going to make it. He is everything he claims to be. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3. The peace of Yahweh, may the peace be of Yahweh be upon all of us in our trials of life, the expected and the unexpected. I can go on and on about how just when we think everything's fine and wonderful, all of a sudden the storms come again. And just as we look at the weather, a storm doesn't pass and we're healed and everything is fine. More storms are on the horizon and more will happen and more will come. Some of them won't be as worse and some of them will be much worse. But we have to train ourselves as believers in our spiritual growth to persevere no matter how rough the storm is. We must be prepared for these unexpected trials of life. Full faithfulness and steadfast on Yahweh and thankfulness for Yeshua. Before I read this teaching, let me give you a little example. Today I woke up and my website was completely messed up. Completely messed up. I don't know how I'm going to fix it. I don't know what's going on. A very expensive process, a very expensive thing to do. Years in the past, I would not have been able to handle a storm like this. I would not have been able to look at it the same way I looked at it today. Today, all I was able to do was just have faith in Yahweh that everything's going to be fine. I left and I came back. And many of the things wrong with it just seemed to fix themselves. But I know that this didn't just happen by accident. Yahweh is amazing. Yahweh always pulls through for us when we have faith in him. Not getting burdened down with so many things and making an idol out of so many things. There are many trials that we're going to go through in life and many storms that are going to happen. But you must realize the reality that they're not going to end automatically. But the way we deal with them is going to change. The way we handle every situation is going to change. When you look at the disciples in the boat, when the storm was coming and Yeshua was sleeping, and they were in the boat freaking out, and Yeshua got up, and he said to them, "Where is your faith?" And he just spoke, and everything stopped. The storm stopped. If that would have kept happening over and over again, and their reaction would have always been the same reaction, doubt and fear and worry, they're not learning anything. But you would think eventually, as the storms are coming over, they would say, "It doesn't matter. We don't even have to wake him up. He's in this boat with us, and he is God in the flesh, and he's going to protect us like his word promises." And the faith will be there. Faith takes time to build, but we must continue to grow. We must continue to grow. And those unexpected trials in life, and even those expected ones, are those opportunities for us to grow. For us to grow and realize and see what he's doing in our lives and what he wants to happen in our lives. And when we're going through it, it's not easy. It's not easy. But when we get past it, we could reflect back and look how much more our faith has been strengthened if we let it. And we don't give into the temptation of just running to the world and worldly ways. We persevere and we stay steadfast on Yeshua. Our trials is what's going to help us to win that race. James 1 verse 12 says, "Yahweh blesses those who patiently endure tested and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that Yahweh has promised to those who love him." We have to understand that all the trials that we go through now is nothing compared to the great glory that's going to be there at the end of the race. We must not stop running this race. We must not. Sometimes we need a breather and we need to just rest and take our mind off things. And our Creator blessed us with the Holy Sabbath to do that every single week. Sometimes in our days, we need some time to just slow down. Sometimes we need some time in our life to just slow down. And he's blessed us with his holy calendar and his set apart appointed days. It's a beautiful thing. Hebrews 10:35 to 36 says, "Do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of Yahweh, you will receive what he promised." We don't always know why these things are happening, but we have to understand that Yahweh has our best intentions in mind. I'm sure those disciples, when I went on the boat, they were feeling very confident. They're on a boat with Yeshua, who they believed was the Messiah at that time. They were very confident, but as the wind started to come and the rain started to come, they started to have doubt, and they started to fear. The scripture says, don't let anyone steal your joy away. Do not be dismayed and do not fear, because Yahweh is with you. It had to take practice of things happening over and over again for them to finally believe. It's not just going to happen the first time. Just like the Israelites, they saw the sea split open and walked through it, but they still were doubtful. It's going to take time. And in the end, only a few will persevere. Many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few chose. And we see Joshua, and he survived everything that went on when he left and came into the promised land, and when he left the slavery of Egypt and the bond of Egypt. And Caleb, two of the many that survived while the rest didn't. And we have to go through the trials and stay on faith and stay strong. Just when they thought, the Israelites thought they were out, they were all these problems they had in the desert. But Joshua and Caleb stayed strong. They ran the race. They ran the race, and that's how we must do it as well. And just when they got to the promised land, it wasn't over. Joshua still had all these different trials that he had to face, all these different mistakes that he still made. The trials aren't going to end, but our strength and our spiritual growth, that's what's end. That's what changes. That's what's new. Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares Yahweh. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. But he'll always take care of us, we have to remember. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares Yahweh. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. As we're going through those trials, this is what we have to understand. He knows the plans he has for us. He declares that. He wants us to prosper and not to harm us. Not to harm us. So when harm is taking place or it seems like something is going wrong, we have to think two things. Who's trying to harm us and how can we grow from this situation? Yahweh will not harm us. The enemy might try, but we trust in Yahweh with all our heart and stop leaning on our own understanding and we'll be just fine. It amazes me how I'm able to deal with certain situations now as how bad I dealt with them in the past. But that's growth. That's spiritual growth. And that's what we need. And sometimes we're going to suffer for things in life. But that's what suffering well is about. Proverbs 9, verses 2 to 3 says, desire with knowledge, it is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way? A person's own folly leads to their ruin, yet their heart rages against Yahweh. Galatians 6, 5 says, assume your own responsibility. Yahweh wants us to strip us of all pride, and he wants to keep us humble, to keep us humble. I've made so many mistakes in the past, and Yahweh's used those to humble me in so many ways, but I still have so much more wrong with me that I need refined, so much more that I'm not even close to being at any place I can consider myself worthy of the great gifts that he gives me on a regular basis. But he continues to bless me with the gifts. He continues to bless me with the real fruits of life, the peace and the mercy of others and the grace that he bestows among me that I do not deserve. Instead of looking at this as something bad, look at him trying to make you more humble when you go through these trials. As it said, the new edge. The trials aren't going to stop. But the way we think of it can't stop. 2 Corinthians 12:7 says, even though I have received such a wonderful revelation from Yahweh, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Proverbs 18:12 says, before the destruction, a man's heart is haughty, but humility comes before honor. And 1 Peter 5:6-8 says, humble yourselves, therefore, under Yahweh's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Be alert on the sober and of a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a lion looking to devour someone. How amazing it would be if we looked at the trials in our lives and the things that don't go according to the way we want as a blessed opportunity to grow and be more humble. instead of being upset at the world and having unforgiveness and bitterness, how amazing and healing and strong would it be if we were so thankful for these times and just as thankful, if not even more thankful, because his refining is what's going to help us grow closer to him. His discipline is what's going to help us going to understand the right path to choose in the more serious future situations. Hebrews 12:5 to 11 says, "And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you? As the father addresses son, it says, 'My son, do not make light of Yahweh's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because Yahweh disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as his son.'" Endure hardship and discipline. Yahweh is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, you and everyone undergoes discipline, that you are not legitimate, not true sons of the daughters of the Most High. Moreover, we have had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father and the Spirit's and level that they disciplined us for a little while as thought best? But Yahweh disciplines us for our good, in order that we may snare his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Yes, the discipline of Yahweh and the hardships of life will get us through those things. And in the big picture, we realize they were really nothing. Proverbs 3:11 to 13 says, "My son, do not reject Yahweh's discipline, and do not get angry when he corrects you. Yahweh corrects those he loves, just as parents correct a child they delight in. Happy is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gets understanding." We need to understand we are nothing without him, and we need to be more dependent on him, and more dependent on him. Corinthians 12:9 to 10 says, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I may be glad to boast about my weakness, so that that the power of Yeshua can work through me." That's what I take pleasure in, my weaknesses. Remember, from prison to praise, from prison to praise, Paul said, I suffer for Yeshua, for when I'm weak, that I am strong. From prison to praise, be thankful for everything. Thankful for all things, at all times, always be thankful. John 15, verse 5 says, "Yes, I am the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." You can do nothing apart from me, and everything through me and through him is we can do all things. We have to remember what he did for us, and always have our eyes focused on Yeshua. And look at the big picture. Psalm 37:5 is what I want you to hold on tight to today. And always. Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit everything to you do to Yahweh. Trust him, and he will help you." Believe it. Trust him, and he will help you. Remember, Yeshua had to go through the trials as well. No one's going to escape these things. He set the example for us. It helped us grow as believers to be more like him. The things he had to endure will help us endure. To see the way he handled those situations is going to help us. Philippians 1:6 says, "And I am certain that Yahweh, who began a good work within you, will continue his work until it finally is finished on a day when Yeshua returns." 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, "Be imitators of me. I am Yeshua, the Messiah." How many of you are ready to be imitators of him? Of him. Yahweh's consistently wanted to work on our character, to help build it up, and to help build a certain character that when people see you, they see Yahweh in you. They understand and they see it. It says in Romans 5, verse 3 to 6, "Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured out into our hearts through his Holy Spirit, who has been given to us." You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Yeshua died for the ungodly. The trials help us build our faith in Messiah. The testing will help us build us. It says in James chapter 1, verse 2 to 6, consider it a pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all who find a fault, and it will be given to you. Psalm 73, 25 to 28 says, whom have I in heaven, and the earth is nothing desired beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but Yahweh is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near to Yahweh. I have made sovereignty of Yahweh my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. All his deeds we must tell. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All the glory be to Yahweh, and understand, and I tell you all again, the storm will not last forever. The storm passes. It doesn't last forever. And we could use and deal with these in the right way, in the right situation. Psalms 40, verse 4 and 5 says, blessed is the one who trusts in Yahweh, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside from false gods. Many, Yahweh my Elohim, are the wonders of you you have done, the things you have planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. Psalm 71, 14 and 17 says, as for me, I will always have hope. I will praise you more and more. My mouth will tell of your righteous deeds and your saving acts all day long. Though I know not now how to relate to them all, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts, sovereign Elohim. I will proclaim your righteous deeds, all yours alone. All my hope is in Yahshua. Yes, yes. Thank God yesterday is gone. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 to 4 says, blessed be the God of the Father of Yeshua Messiah, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who conforms us in our affliction, that we may be able to comfort them that are in affliction. Through the comfort, wherever we ourselves are comforted by Yahweh. And Galatians 6, 2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Yeshua. Understand all these different things. And the great trials we go through, and the rewards that are waiting for us. The great opportunities our Creator blesses us and lets us go through. Do not lose heart. Do not lose heart. It's a dark world we live in, but remember, the best object you can have on a dark path is a light, and the Word is the light. The Word is what will keep us moving forward on this path. We just need to pray for humbleness. To look at the prayers of David, who's done some of the most wicked things a man can do. And we look at the humbleness of his heart and the true repentance and how Yahweh restored him so much more. And there's so many examples in Scripture of situations like that. Just as we're on that boat and it's shaking and the wind is going and it looks like not too good for us, we always must remember who's in control. Luke 8, 22 to 25 says, and recaps this when he says to his disciples, let's go over to the other side of the lake. When they got in the boat and they sat there and he sailed and he fell asleep. He fell asleep. He fell asleep. And here came the storm in the lake and the boat was being tossed around all over. They were in great danger and they woke him. Master, master, we're going to drown. Do not condemn yourself with things like that. Do not condemn yourself. You're speaking to the one and only Elohim and his son, Yahshua. You're speaking directly to them. And you still have that same power to speak to them. Just as if they're standing next to him in boat during the storm, you're standing next to him in prayer during your trials. You're with him as all. And you can't use that excuse, but he was with them because he's with you just as much and just as close. He might have been sleeping on that boat, but he's not sleeping in your life. He's with you, walking with you, carrying you. But when they doubted and they proclaimed, we're going to drown. They're putting that curse on themselves, speaking those words of doubt, those words of fear of man, those words of all these different things that are not of the training of Yahweh. Yeshua got up and rebuked them. The wind and the raging waters and the storm, he spoke and everything was calm. And he looked at them and he said, where is your faith? Where is your faith? He's right next to us. And when we pray to him, we can't come to him without saying and speaking curses upon ourselves with joy. With joy, we must be thanking him. How much different of a situation it would have been if they didn't wake him up. And instead, they started thanking him and thanking Yahweh for putting them in that situation, that he could be there with them, rescuing them, saving them, and protecting them. Thank you, Yahweh, for protecting me during these trials and this storm. Thank you for keeping my conscience and my everything, my wits about me and my anxiety level gone and none of that. Thank you, Yahweh, for me not having to run to something else or someone else because I got Yeshua in my life right next to me. I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to be just fine. Everything in our life is a test of perseverance. The trials in our lives are a test to humble us and to keep us humble and not keep be proudful. And if they didn't come, we'd be so proud, it'd be disgusting. Psalms 119, 71 to 77 says, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than a thousand of pieces of silver and gold. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who fear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, Yahweh, that your laws are righteous and that the faithfulness you have in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law it is my delight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Psalms 94, 11 to 15 says, Yahweh knows all the plans of the man. He knows that they are fertile. Blessed is the one you discipline, Yahweh, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble till a pit is dug for them, for the wicked. For Yahweh will not reject his people. He will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on the righteousness, and on all the upright, the hot will follow it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for this wonderful day you have made. May we rejoice and be glad in it and take comfort in your holy words. Thank you, everybody, for watching today. May Yahweh be with you this day and always, and don't let anything take your joy away. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
My Jesus.